Hello, my name is Kamani Josiah Smith. In my podcast, I will be discussing my topic, which is slavery and racism. And in the rest of my episodes, I will talk about slavery and racism and how they impacted the United States. Episode 2, we'll discuss slavery. Episode 3, we'll discuss racism. Episode 4, we'll talk about how they impacted the United States. In episode 5, we'll discuss why I chose this topic. Hello, welcome to episode 2. In this episode, I will discuss slavery. Slavery is the state of being a slave. Slavery was growing in the 1800s, especially in the South. Enslavement was very common in the South because of how important it was to the South's economy. Slavery played such a big part in their economy. This is because the slaves helped in fields and their owners didn't pay for their labor. One more reason slavery was increasing so much in the 1800s is due to the invention of the cotton gin. The cotton gin was a machine invented to clean cotton much faster. This machine was created by Eli Whitney in 1793. Eli actually wanted to reduce the slave population with his invention, but ended up doing the exact opposite and caused a boom. Slavery was not common in the North. This is because their economy was based on factories, even though they still made more money than the South on agriculture. Many people tried to end slavery by voicing their opinion. Some of these people include Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, and Harriet Beecher Stowe. Harriet Tubman helped the slaves by creating underground railroads for the slaves to escape through. Frederick Douglass helped to try to end slavery by voicing his opinion and even having meetings with President Abraham Lincoln to give him ways to help the slaves. Harriet Beecher still helped the slaves by creating her novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin. This novel was very important because it gave a slave's point of view about slavery, which brought awareness to the topic. Enslavement was still growing all the way up until 1865, when slavery was officially ended due to the Emancipation Proclamation. Once the slaves were freed, many of them decided to join the military. The year after the Emancipation Proclamation, 200,000 freedmen joined the military. Freedmen are slaves who are now free. Welcome to episode 3. Episode 3 will discuss racism. Racism is the act of judging someone based on their race. Racism is still alive today and was still alive back then, even though slavery had ended. Some people who tried to help end slavery were civil rights leaders, include Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, and Malcolm X. Martin Luther King helped stand up for racism by doing his March on Washington and by giving his I Have a Dream speech. This speech was very important because it helped encourage the African-American community that change would come soon. Rosa Parks helped racism by remaining in her seat in the front of the bus, which showed how unfair it was that she would have to give up her seat just for being African-American, even though she was sitting in that seat first. Malcolm X helped try to stop racism by consistently protesting and voicing his opinion over the matter being racism. Episode 4. This episode is about why I chose this topic. I chose this topic because I felt like this matter is very important to American history, because I think it shows just how much the country has changed. Due to slavery, the country went to war with itself, which led to some of the most gruesome battles in American history, which led to the most bloodshed due to its own American fights without involving another country. This is very important because I feel like the country has come so far, yet still has so far to go, because the country went from slavery to racism. Even though racism still is on today, I hope eventually it will end. And I felt like this helped motivate me to do this topic so I could voice my opinions over it and kind of have freedom to say what I felt needed to be said while still providing factual knowledge.